And it'll go around by the toll house, by the toll gate, and you'll be the other side of the toll gate when you come out there. And I said, okay, if that's the way it goes, we'll go that way. But it sure didn't look right and didn't sound right.
And gas
all
stations.
These things going around different directions, it doesn't look right.
Here, you know, if you have a clover leaf or something, I guess you've got signs all over. Gas, all, I tell you, gas stations are awful hard to find. Gosh, you can go for miles and miles, and even in the towns, you don't see them on corners like you do. It's, and motels, well, really, you don't see, Holiday Inn or Howard Johnson or any of those. You don't see them advertised anywhere, and it's hard to find. Seem like there's a lot of private homes, you know, where they have room for tourists, mm-hmm. but as far as big motels, it's awful hard to find them, it seems like.
This is on the Cape that you're talking
well,
about?
Well, yeah,
no,
even
Cape
in
is,
Newport.
Well, after you get up to Provincetown, it's all motels.
Yeah, but Newport and all over in there, it seems awful hard
not,
to find.
Not too many of them. I suppose if you're around and
yes,
find a little
do.
More, it might be better, but for us to go through there, we didn't think there were too many. You go south or east or west, right? I mean south or west, north.
Yeah, there's
motels,
motels
everywhere.
All over.
Even going up to Canada, you don't find anything else, you'll find a motel.
But not.
Not down there.
I remember once when we were in Provincetown, we couldn't find any hotels, and we ended up spending the night with my brother and a friend in somebody's attic where you pull
yes.
down the stairs.
Oh,
to,
we,
they
well.
Rented a place like that. We had to crawl down
yeah.
this ladder to get up to the room.
On the outside of the house?
No.
Well,
yeah,
they had ladders from an upstairs window down to a porch roof below. We thought maybe that was a fire escape. Now, we don't know, but we saw two of them with a ladder on the outside.
That would probably sell,
yeah. Yeah. So, different.
Well, it sounds like you had a good time, anyway.
But we saw a lot of things.
See what the rest of people do, anyway.
Yeah.
The did you go to school here, Mr.
Yeah, what?
Did you go to school here? Or?
Yeah. The first school I went to was a little one-room country school, 2 miles and a half south, a mile east here.
Mm-hmm.
There were 7 one-room schools in this township when we moved here.
Mm-hmm.
And one school in town had several rooms, and I never went to it. And the first year we lived here, they were building the original part of this old school building here.
The one right down here?
Yeah. I went to this one-room country school 1 year, and then we moved in town, and I went to the new school. And then it was doubled in size years later, and then it, of course, expanded a whole lot. Now it's just used for the...
after sixth grade.
Yeah, used for first sixth grade now.
Mm-hmm.
The high school is out in the
office. Our oldest boy is 43, and there were only 95 in high school when he went to school. He graduated in 1952, and now there's about 1,300 in high school.
Wow. Did you finish high school yourself?
Yeah.
It's one of the items we're actually interested in finding out is the highest level of education complete.
Yeah, I went to high school. Oh, well, I went to the whole bit here. First grade clear through.
Mm-hmm. But you didn't go to college?
I didn't go to college, no. I wasn't too much interested in high school. Too many other things to do than be going to school.
That's the truth. You're talking to two people probably that would agree with that, but somehow I'm getting quite carried it out. Yeah. While we're at it, I guess, you know, if we could get some information, too, on you.
Well, I was born and raised in Chicago,
mm-hmm.
on the north side of Chicago. And
whereabouts?